testing.
You can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And the rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program on this New Year's Day. Welcome. My name is Thomas Gamble. For those just joining us, thank you for coming by on this holiday. Okay. So how'd y'all fare last night? Ring in the new year. I didn't do much myself. I just hung around and got a little bite to eat or something and then came back home. In this town of Mount Airy, North Carolina, home of Andy Griffin. That's where we are. Oh, Barney 5. Everybody likes to come to Mount Airy. There's nothing here except Andy Griffin. But they like that nostalgia of Barney and his one bullet and the days when, quote unquote, life was easier. Laid back, easy going, not the rustle of the towns, the cities, and Mount Airy is as slow as it is. The biggest thing that happened about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, big thing on Main Street of town, it moves so slow. Woman was doing a parallel parking right in front of one of my favorite restaurants, little 1950s vintage type hot dog hamburger place. And they got good soda pop and, you know, they have a machine that makes the milkshakes that goes back to the 1940s, an old machine, vintage. Oh, it's all there. Little store, little kind of restaurant with the little round stools and the counter and the whole nine yards. It's good. Small. Well, a woman was parallel parking right in front of it, and guess what? About a man walks in and not 20 seconds after he walks in, the woman, instead of hitting the brake back and in with the car aimed directly at the door, she hit the accelerator. Yeah. It cleared the sidewalk, no problem. It rattled in the front door. Talking about drive-up service? It took it to the extreme. No window for drive-up service? No problem. I'll make one. And she did. And she shot in there fast. Shot out just as fast. Out of panic. They've been boarded up now for 2 weeks, I guess. Go figure. That's the big excitement, Mount Airy. They're growing. Mount Airy's growing. They're going to put Cracker Barrel and Outback in a place that's so slow. Something else is interesting in Mount Airy is they have a, what's called a foreign trade zone. Chinese-owned foreign trade zone industrial park in Mount Airy, North Carolina. One of 290 nationwide. Now, why would they do that? Could it be that the Chinese and the Freemasons and industrialists from European countries see a little bit of promise once again in Mount Airy after they've destroyed the industry here? They did, just like Detroit. Make sure everybody ran out, went away. Baby boomers move away because there's nothing here except local type businesses, and all the people that in their baby boomers have moved back, either retired or some of them actually work here, moved back home, Mount Airy. Laid back place it is, Granite Quarry, etc. But they destroyed all the hosiery mills and industry. Used to be called Little Chicago, Mount Airy did. Oh, yeah. Right smack dab in the middle between New York and Florida. Right smack dab on Interstate Highway going north-south. There's also a gateway to Tennessee, Kentucky, and out west, and somewhat relatively close to the ocean. 5 hours away, 6 hours or so. But so he's right in the middle of everything. That's why it's called Little Chicago. They used to move drugs and prostitution and all kinds of things here. And had bars and strip bars and all kinds of stuff going on in the 1960s and 70s. Tough little town. Then all of a sudden, 70s, 80s, and 90s just died. Yeah. Killed the industry to run the people out. The young people will go to population centers, larger cities. The old folks, they just want to die. While the investors take over and build Mount Airy up now. Just like, exactly like they did Detroit. And that's the purpose of destroying Detroit, by design. That's why they did it. It is now a Muslim stronghold, by design. Now they're going to start building it back up again. Dearborn and Detroit. There was a reason for it. It just didn't die for nothing. It was a planned destruction of Detroit. A planned reduction of industry in Mount Airy. And I imagine in other towns as well. As they set up for the North American Union. European takeover, once again. 290 foreign trade zones. Property of Chinese. Promises made to Freemasons that they're going to be the big shots, but that's not going to happen. The ones here in Mount Airy don't know. They don't understand what they're really involved in. They have no idea. Big picture. I bet you didn't expect me to say that, did you? No. It's this way nationwide. 290 foreign trade zones. Foreign trade zone 230 is here in Mount Airy. Quite an interesting industry park outside the park. Go back in the back in the woods, there's all kinds of warehouses and businesses and all that, employing the middle class family to keep them quiet before they replace them and when the next group of Europeans come in. Outside the complex, you might call it, is a nice little daycare center, big one. Novant Healthcare. It's behind the Highway Patrol Station. Oh, they've done their homework. And there's gates, there's fences around it, but it looks like it's free as you drive in. Once things go to the North American Union, they'll close that down heartbeat. And put a little guard there, two or three or four or five or six. Mount Airy don't know what's going to hit them. Have no idea. Family will dedicate the broadcast. And I'm going to talk today about, well, all kinds of things. News as it applies to the principles that they're using against us and for them, globalists. And how minute it gets and how they control people. You know, there's a old saying, ignorance is bliss. Imagine the frog thought that when he was in the cold water, being ignorant of the fact that the heat was being turned up on him. But one thing I don't do, like Chuck Baldwin and all the rest, is preach rebellion. Or Rick Joyner, ministers that you're supposed to trust. No. Can't trust these people. Jesus was no revolutionary. Mankind was revolutionary. Jesus Christ came down to set things straight. We, human beings, the rebellious one, not Jesus. They got that backwards. Humankind rebelled against God. Jesus Christ was God incarnated. Today, he's glorified. He was human flesh when it came down. He came down to set things right. And he did. He's getting really, really, really ready to set things right when he comes down and takes the throne of David. That would be final. But until then, one more thing before I dedicate the broadcast that just popped in my head. You know how you were in grade school? You're in grade school and you have the trash detail. You got to clean the gray board, green board, whatever. Or you got to collect some task you do before you have to go home. Something. Okay, Johnny, it's your week this week to go get whatever it is. And so you really don't want to do it. You know, you really don't like having to pick up the trash and all that before the school. So you kind of slump down in your seat, hoping you'll just get passed over. Maybe they won't choose me. And you might escape it for a while. But you see, God don't work that way. Mankind is hoping they can get away with their sin, with child sacrifice, with their murder, with their murder of millions of people, with the wars that's being orchestrated, all this being done, millions of children sacrificed over the decades and years, wars orchestrated, and all this going on, orchestrated, not accidentally even, by plans. Man thinks that he can sin on his own, and he just slumped down the seat. Maybe God won't see, and maybe judgment will just pass by. God won't take, he won't have his name written where, oh, he better repent of that. Maybe I just slip in, you know. He won't miss me. He'll miss me. Yeah, he will miss me. And I just slip on in the crack in the corner. It's not going to work that way. Every human being that's ever lived, and those not living even now that's going to be born, every single human being that's breathed oxygen in the history of this world will be judged. Whether you're in the book of life or in your book of the dead. Everything you've done, every country, every individual, there is no escape judgment. The pharaohs will be judged in the great white throne judgment. They'll be pulled out of hell from their torment they've been going through all this time. Charlemagne, King John. Those are not born again. It's going through torment today. And the great white throne judgment at the end of the 1,000 years millennium will be pulled out of their torment just long enough to be judged. And there's no way you're going to fight your way out of hell. If you do it, you got to do it now today. You got to do it on this earth as you're going through the temptations of the physical world. Now is when it counts. Right now. When you die, it's over. You're going to heaven or you're going to hell. There's no soul sleep. Soul sleep and annihilation, that's nothing more than just a reward for what you've done, or the evil that you've made done. Can you imagine? You think for a second that Pol Pot, Stalin, that when they died, soul sleep, says they went to sleep. Oh, like Sleeping Beauty. And being that they died that way, and they're sleeping it off, that when the great white throne judgment comes, they're waking up, wakey, wakey, Stalin, wakey, wakey, time for you to be judged now. He judges them to eternity in hell for death, the second death. Throws them in the lake of fire, and they're annihilated. They don't feel anything. They just go. No punishment. Just, okay, so I'm separated. Whoopie-doo. And you annihilate me. Okay, well, bye. But that's not the way it works. That's what Satan, in these false theologies, would have you to believe. That you can sin and not worry about it. You just, when you die, heck, you're just going to go to sleep. And you wake up, you're judged, annihilated. That's it. I don't want to be here anyway. Who wants to play harp on a cloud? You see what they've done to the mind? Well, I got news for them. Punishment is eternal punishment. Love and being to the Father is also eternal. It's both eternal. Eternal love or eternal damnation. Man, you don't get an in-between. And there's no way you can work your way out. And you're not going to be shoving coal in hell. There's no little old ladies to help across the street to work your way out of hell, universalism. No, man, once you're in there, you're done. And then great white throne, you're reminded of why. You're judged just like you would in the sentencing. It's a, okay, your prison term is in hell right now for those that's end up in hell. And the great white throne, been in prison all this time, is a sentencing. Eternal sentencing. And if you're written in the book of life, all your evil, all your sins have been forgotten. That's how that works. And the great white throne, that's permanent. That's your eternity set, and there's no annihilation. In the meantime, we got to deal with this today. Today meaning in this physical world today that we're alive. Because it counts. You're on test. Every day. Your thoughts even. I don't think people realize that. That this is a big school we're in. A boot camp for heaven. Failure is hell. For eternity. That's what people are not teaching today. The clergy's not teaching this. If they would, they'd lose people. There goes the money right out the door. There goes the New World Order and the control of Christianity. We'll get to all that later today and tonight. And just keep on going. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, family. I'm going to talk today about how they've manipulated the population. We're going to focus on the race war coming. And try to make some kind of sense out of it. Lord, we thank you today. Father, we come before you in prayer. We're thankful for the opportunity we have for free speech, and at least, Lord, in this way. That, Father, we have the opportunity right now to speak what we want to speak. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that guides us with discernment and wisdom. And, Father, we pray that you'll guide us with this discernment and wisdom to put us in the right path and opportunities we have to share the gospel, for us to learn ourselves about the truth. Father, we do pray for our family members. That, Father, you'll guide them too, that you'll, as you help us along, Lord, convict us, we fall away, that, Lord, by our trials and tests, that, Lord, family members will see this and will acknowledge conversions to take place, protection from outside influences. And, Father, help their path wide open to path toward your Son, Jesus. Father, we do thank you for the King James Bible, the true only Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, down on the cross for our sins, that we have a pathway to heaven. The Lord, this path is real, very rocky. Father, we need those guardian angels, those angels to guide us along, to influence us through your heavenly word. Father, we pray for other family members. We pray, Lord, for protection, for healing. And, Father, for those that we sometimes meet for a reason and sometimes for a season, and those that we meet that may be for a lifetime, that, Lord, that no matter what, you're there to guide us to do whatever it is you want us to do, that your voice is loud and clear. We pray for an awakening in this country, for whistleblowers to come out to start telling the truth about how events are being pre-planned and set up, and Lord, to expose the next level they're going to take to this new world order. That, Father, you bring your watchmen out to sound the alarm, to expose both sides of this evil. In preparation, Lord, for that day that the coming of the Lord will be in the skies. Father, forgive me of my sins as I do these broadcasts and Bible studies. Forgive me, Lord, of my thoughts that may have been unpleasing to you, but Lord, guide me so that I will receive the inspiration from the Holy Spirit. All these things, Father, listen to the prayers of the others, of other people that's praying, Lord, that these broadcasts will be put out, sent across. All these things I pray, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Race war orchestrated. I want to talk about it. Compasses quite a bit. A lot goes into it. And I'll talk about some other issues that fits in. Also, let you know that I'm on Shoutcast.com. You can find my broadcast on Shoutcast. It works now. So just go into Shoutcast.com. But watch for Jesus and boop, there I go. Here I'm on. Also, John Kirkler, Herkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, Herkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, highpointradio.net. He has stations up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He also has sponsors up there, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And you can locate his sponsors and use them if they fit your need. I understand that it's happening, it's actually occurring, and he was very thankful for that. He's living his dream, so apparently his programs are working really well. This is a change in the past 3-4 months, so I guess it's working what we're doing, advertising, and at the same time, he plays my broadcasts and Bible studies. You know, I'm an educator, I'm an instructor, a trainer, former U.S. Marine. I've really been a teacher all my life, and a participator too. I have a tendency to repeat myself, I have a tendency to repeat myself to make sure the point gets across. You also hear me say the same thing sometimes to reemphasize or to put certain new information in perspective of its place in history, to show you the progression of how this is orchestrated. If it wasn't so, you just talk about anything, anytime. You talk about the sinking of the Maine, Lusitania, Pearl Harbor, as separate situations, separate instances. The wars is separate. Wouldn't matter. But that's not the case at all. That is not the case. Since 1776, passed on to 1871. 1871 to 1914, and 1914 to 1945 has all been pre-planned. Do you understand this? May the 1st, 1776, the plan for America was set in motion. Throw something else at you. The plan for America, to make America, then the North American continent, not yet America, the plan to make the North American continent the melting pot that we are today, by design, began in the year 1400 A.D. Actual planning steps began in 1425, and they're put into play, guess what year? 1492. That was the purpose of that wacko Columbus. I say it because I don't have any respect anymore. I know he was part of the Medici, Borgia, Medici or Borgia, anyway, royal family. He was funded. He knew exactly where he was going. Nothing brave about it. Wasn't some exploratory effort. It was to set forth the beginning of the New Age movement. Yeah, buddy. You can trace it back to King John, Charles Maine, all the way back to Nimrod. This is a reality that people don't understand. Orchestrated, planned, each generation that goes back to the pharaohs of Egypt, right up till today. Now, I'm assuming today, the ones that's listening, or your hardcore conspiracy researchers. And those it's not, it's like your minds are going, blah, blah, blah. You know, what's going on, man? What is this talking about? Here's something else for you. You all that are baby boomers listening, remember how they really hit history? And before your parents' history. Give me liberty or give me death. And you have chill bumps go down your back. And you hear, oh yeah, Patrick Henry. Man, Patrick Henry was a Freemason. That give me liberty, give me death nonsense was to foment a revolution that didn't have to happen. We were lied to. Our ancestors were lied to. My ancestors who fought in the Revolutionary War even rode further than Paul Revere did, actually, in North Carolina, Virginia, warning people the British were coming. William Gamble, back in the 1700s. Oh, yeah. He put Paul Revere to shame in riding and warning. Had people fought in the Civil War and World War I. Korea. Little old me, I missed Vietnam. They're all Freemasons. The war was set up. All they had to do in 1700, 1776, the coronation oath required of the king and queen of England, in this case King George, or queen or whatever, requires them to go by the biblical sense of a godly monarchy, to abide by the wishes of the people. That's the coronation oath they take. Well, they had it back in King George, but they didn't want them to do that. Well, do what? Well, you want taxation without representation and all these other things they wanted? All they had to do was sign a petition. Have the duly elected Congress that worked for the people go across the North Atlantic Ocean, deliver it to the King and George of England, say, here's what we demand. Here's the petition signed by X number of colonists. Here's what we demand. And they had to abide by the wishes of the people. Except, your so-called founding fathers made sure that people didn't know that. Because the other part of this coronation oath, that the colonies, quote, had not the right to rebel. Because there's no reason to rebel, since petition will solve all the problems. So let's not tell them that. Get in rebel. And therefore you had Lexington and Concord. 1,200 British soldiers were killed. That's exactly what Britain wanted. You heard me right. That's what Britain wanted. They sacrificed those soldiers to justify the Revolutionary War, which put us under slavery the day it ended. We've been slaves ever since. We didn't win that war at all, man. We got our butts handed to us. And King George III became Prince of the United States of America, incorporated as we are today. Like Israel. That's fake Israel, man. That's not Israel of the Bible. It's what World War II was about, to establish Israel under the monarchy. The real Israel is when Jesus Christ comes down. That's a fake Israel you got today. They got a hexagram for a flag. Witchcraft. America, we got 50 stars, which are pentagrams. That's what that's all about. And the other countries, not much better with their flags. All representation of occult symbols. Every single one. The Muslim flag, green, Satan's color. Half moon, Allah. Is the sun god, moon god, man. And the star is Lucifer. Morning star is Lucifer. Jesus is the bright and morning star. Family, this goes deep, deep, deep. And the Freemasons at the highest level, they know this. The low-level Masons, they got a clue, man. They don't have one clue about what they're being used for, like stepping stones. To foment, control, before they're discarded. And they will discard them when this thing shuts down. But the problem is that the high-level Freemasons at the international level, and the Americans especially, third to third degree, they think they're hot shot. They will be killed. They will kill them. They will execute every Freemason. Let me say that again. When the Great White Brotherhood has total control, they will execute. I mean graveyard dead. Kill every Freemason. That's a promise. It's documented in their planning process. And there's nothing they can do about it because they don't even know. The Masons don't even know. Every war has been orchestrated to control. Every population generation has been designed little by little. So back to the history. So when we were young, they needed to teach that history to bring pride in your country and all this and all that. While we're subjugating the blacks, slavery. So we're building pride in free America, okay? Then you got an enemy, we're all band together. So before World War II, for example, you had the KKK, hurting black. Man, what's wrong with these people? They go to church. What's with that? The epitome of hypocrites. They go to church down in Mississippi and Alabama. And yet, back in those days, hey, boy, you can't sit here, you sit over yonder. What's with that? Blind? What? So we got a conflict of black and white in the South, say the least. Hispanics hadn't come over yet, really. That's later. Well, after all, 1943, March the 4th, 1949, excuse me, no, March the 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, FDR, four-term president, good Lord, destroyed this country. As Nixon, Reagan, Bush, all the rest of them have. Every single one of them, every single one, perpetrated this crime against Americans because they worked for the secret societies. Behind closed doors, in front of three congressional committees, as documented, FDR, part of a larger quote that I'm not going to read the whole quote. I'm just talking off the top of my head right now. Quote, I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible, unquote. They had that plan all the way back in 1939. To bring all the cultures together in America as a melting pot by design. Not for freedom, but to set up interracial marriages, to make a new culture of mixing the races together, and then kill off all the other races, all of them, in World War III. That's been the plan for hundreds of years. I've alluded to this past week. Indigenous race was Indians. They lived here first. Hey, they were here. White folk, you're supposed to be in Europe. Black folk, you're in Africa. Really, really, really white folk, you're up in Sweden and Norway. And then go more east and you've got a tinge to the Caucasian and eyes are slanted. You're supposed to be over there. We're supposed to be in Europe. Blacks in Africa. Indians and Middle Easterners are kind of in the middle ground there of America and Middle East. But Satan's trying to bring everybody together for the New Age movement, New World Order, under his malevolent evidence. October 2013, National Geographic article. A report to the Illuminati that a lot of people don't realize called Changing Face of America. Now, personally, me, I don't care. I married a minority. I'm a minority. I'm, you know, whatever. I don't care. You know, you care about somebody, you do. It don't matter the skin color. You know, that's ridiculous. You know, all this, or culture, whatever. You will have troubles in the flesh, though. I mean, there's problems there. When you marry outside your culture or religion, you're going to have some problems. So what? You work it out through God, through prayer, which I didn't do. I'm at fault, 100%. So I don't want to, you know, put myself above anything. I'm on the lowest part of anything. My divorces were my fault. Get that out of the way. But the thing is nothing wrong with marrying outside your race. It's just you're going to have troubles in the flesh. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying God divided us at the Tower of Babel. So man could not come together and work against him. That's the big picture. So he changed the languages. That's when the cultures were divided, because he had one culture. During the period of Nimrod, one language and one culture. Yeah. The cultures developed either instantly when God changed the languages, or over a period of 10 generations, the DNA changed because of different locations that they were located. And then God divided the land about 1,000 years after the Tower of Babel. Put the cultures in different locations on the earth, which had different power structures, which would affect DNA over the long term. They've already proven in studies that language does affect DNA changes. And ELF transmission, power surges on the earth that are consistent and constant in certain locations on the earth, also changes the particle molecules and DNA of human beings. In other words, you don't find polar bears in Africa. Why not? What's so big deal about up north that the polar bear is white and he's fits up there, everything works? How did that happen? Why can't you have a polar bear in Africa? Because it's not all the same power structure. How come they can't grow oranges in Sweden? Why not? Because it doesn't fit the power structure for that area. So the food changes, molecular structure changes for that period of location. It affects DNA. Well, Satan has taken all this and said, now, and now, first I'll cause chaos and have the races, the countries, men, the women, whatever, fight each other, and they get tired of it. It'll give us opportunity to control them to bring peace. So we cause the wars, conflicts, to bring peace. So why, then, you would ask, why mix the races? Why mix the races on purpose? Why this agenda? I can answer that question, actually. And I'm not answering it out of a vacuum or an opinion. I'm going to answer it with an objective agenda that's documented. See, the whole idea is a new world order of having a one world government, one world leader, currency, such. Number one. And what you as a public must never forget and keep reminding, at one time, that the elected representatives of the fact, which now they're all convoluted, that the leaders of the communism, which control everything, as even today, are atheistic materialists. In your Congress, in your Joint Chief of Staff, in your churches, in your government, in your education system, and even in the arts. Now, I'm giving you facts, family. And the leaders of the Illuminati, they believe that Satan is the all-powerful supernatural forces. And the Illuminati intend to use the atheistic communism, Zionism, internationalism, Islam, everything else they've created, every other ism you can think of, no matter what, and use them all up to a certain point to create the chaos. But when nations have been merged into an international state, all religions have been merged into an international religion, one, they will then crown Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. Mr. Universe on steroids. No pun intended. That's a funny. But here comes the part about the races. After the nations have been merged into an international state, the directors intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Disbar of the Universe, right? Well, when that happens, the Agent Tour of the Illuminati will then proceed to eradicate, eliminate the racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. And that experiment has been carried out since 1492. Steadily. And I've got quotes with a century in between that's consistent with this agenda. But one absolutely evil individual, among others, Dr. Brock Chisholm, he advocated with a quote on Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. And when that's been done, which it started really in 1611, because the third race brought into America was the blacks. First was the Indians here first. Second was the white folk getting away from the Roman Catholic Church. And then they became slave owners, go figure, but not knowing that they were slaves also, enslaved the blacks in the South. That's a third culture. And then everybody else just kind of come piling in. They don't talk about the Irish, white slavery. People don't talk about that. What the white folk did to the blacks is unbelievable. During the 1711 to 1960s. But the whites too, from the Europeans, the Irish, the Protestants, all this is all part of a bigger scheme, a bigger plan. But when they accomplish this, mixing the races, which they've done, the next step in the diabolical plan would be to render the masses docile, obedient to the masters. In comes the microchips, fluorine in the water, marijuana to be made legal, drugs brought in by the CIA, you got it now? And technology, by controlling the amount of hertz for the electromagnetic frequencies that you don't see, these microwaves, that controls your behavior. People don't see this. They don't know this. It's quite amazing, actually. All kinds of ways for population control. And the way they were talking about it in the 1950s was mass medication. That's where fluorine comes from. Fluoride, fluorine. Experiments along those lines were conducted extensively since the year 1900, exactly. And fluoridation fit perfectly. Hitler used fluoridation in his concentration camps as testing. And then they're going to control birth, the human race, by means of artificial insemination. This is planned so far back in the 50s. They're way ahead of the game now. 1985, they cloned the Pharaoh. That's scary. Sort of. How many of each type of human being will be born? Well, that's been accomplished. They've done this. It's already happened. Women used as human incubators with numbers. Fam, I'm not talking about 1984. I'm talking about right now. It's done. After all that's been done in this diabolical conspiracy of Satan, because no human being could ever come up with this and maintain it, the continuity of knowledge and planning, it's impossible. It's supernatural. After all this has been accomplished, and when we talk about it from a 1950s point of view, they might have a hard time understanding it, but today you don't. is a simple matter to erase all knowledge of God from the human mind by scientific brainwashing systematically applied. So the rule of Satan, they plan, will take over instead of that of Christ the King. It's been planned a long time while we sleep. Well, we're coming to the time when it could be accomplished now. The study sometimes can enthrall you when you start seeing this, like, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, I didn't know that. Whoa, that's amazing. But then you realize, no matter what they've done, it will fail. Because we know the created can never defeat the creator. Talked about that in the Bible studies this past few days. As long as they keep you all in fear, they'll have control. Well, God's kept them back for a long time. But each time, they make a little bit of a step forward. So the history of teaching the rah-rah-rah patriotic fervor of the baby boomers was to get them into Vietnam. I bought it hook, line, and sinker, man. I'm a Southern patriot thing going on, you know, 1960s, 1970s, Vietnam, those darn commies. I zed up with it. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. Even in college in Appalachian, I would bully those that wore that red beret or communist emblem. I said, man, you long-haired. And I was ugly. Played football, so I was like a bully. They wore any of that communist rebellious junk on their body. I used to go around and say, I'm going to go to the Marine Corps and go to Vietnam. This was back 1971 and 72 and kill me a commie for Christ. Stupid stuff like that. I zed up with it. History would give me chill bumps, you know what I mean? Iwo Jima, Tarawa, etc., etc. Of course, I found out different later. Those long-haired, pot-smoking hippies, well, they were right. But we're made to fight these wars under a false enemy that can kill you. But then the false enemy is also in the same brainwashing on their countryside. So we're all brainwashed to fight each other, not really knowing why. Each one thinks the side's right. While the globalists in every country are working together. America with Russia, having a VC. Yes, absolutely. Churchill, Stalin, Hitler, FDR, working together. Working together. Secretly. Absolutely true. You got it now? Arlington Cemetery. The dead of World War II and Korea, according to quotes and historical research and quotes along the way, the dead in World War II, all of World War II and all of Korea, can be blamed on the Council of Foreign Relations in America, working with the Illuminati. That is the Illuminati. Boy, that really blows history right out the door. So now what are they doing? Well, they're not teaching history anymore. Not the way they used to. Started taking it down. The Soviet leaders knew, they know, that the heads of the Illuminati did not hesitate to start World Wars I and II. World Wars I and II were planned, listen, before 1871. And they know the Illuminati successfully placed the blame for starting both wars on the German people. But history don't support these charges, because history proves that they carried out their long-range plan from 1772 to 1952, just like clockwork. Had a few little snafus. The American progressives, FDR, Freemasons back then, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc., tried to rush it and set up a dictatorship in America. They've been trying it for six times already. FDR confirms it in that same speech. He says he was going to set up a dictatorship straight out in front of three congressional committees. Confiscated everything he needed for a true and forceful dictatorship, unquote. So the plans were set 200 years in advance. Man, wrap your mind around that. That's unbelievable. And it can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, it's said that the wars fought since 1946, Korea, Indochina, Malay, were ideal training exercises for the communist troops and gave the communist officers much needed experience. The Jesuits and our own government worked with them. And the communists planned world revolution. Stated that before putting the final phases of their plan into effect, listen, they would lull their intended victims into a sense of false security by launching a worldwide peace campaign and then followed up by making liberal and generous concessions to the leaders of bourgeois countries. And the first part of their plot was in fact put ahead into effect 1949-1950. The second part started with the liberation of Austria. Still continued since 1950. Since Geneva Conference ended up with smiles on their faces. Communist leaders that bedeviled Britain and social in America with wildcat strikes since 1950. They were called, no doubt, to test the progress and efficiency of this plan. That for an international general political strike. The government was set up to placate us all. The education was to foment us. So I was saying a little while ago, how before 1939, 1940, we had the black and white issue. Then all of a sudden, we had World War, didn't we? Pearl Harbor, planned 1920 by FDR and Churchill and Japanese elite. It happened. What happened? Well, everybody came together, didn't they? For a period of about 4 years or five or so. Blacks are fighting amazing. I mean, heroes. Everybody fighting together. It's over 1945-46, and we're right back. Black and white issue again. Then women. Independence. Feminism was funded by the Rockefellers to divide the families. Family, this is all orchestrated. It takes war to control people. War is used to bring the country together, control them the whole time. Wow. They don't tell you that in history. So now, the reason that they're backing down on history is they want to get rid of national sovereignty. Patriotism's got to go now. That began in the 1950s. Had to set it up. By the time Vietnam was over, the takedown began in the schools. You know, more and more I read these quotes, and I do more research into the quotes, I find more and more out about these individuals. Brock Chisholm, good Lord. In 1948, 1953, now you see the date? It matches what I've just finished telling you. They made him the director of the United Nations Health, World Health Organization, 48 to 1953, right at that time. At the end, 1772 to 1952, Brock Chisholm comes into play. Family, this is amazing how it's planned out. He said, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. He's a Unitarian. I guess as opposed to a vegetarian. No, he was a Unitarian. And he did a lot of damage. And that's what happened. That's what's been going on even as of today. Now watch this. Went all the way back to when this country started. Oh, and it applies to today. It's not a history lesson. This is current. Because everything planned in 1772, family, everything planned in 1772 has everything to do with what we're dealing with today, right now. I mean everything. It's carried down this family tradition from one generation of Illuminati, of which is made up of 26 families worldwide. It's carried down, as in a family tradition, to the next level. They start teaching their little pagans at 5 years old. So by the time they're 8, 9, 10 years old, they're already instructors. Yeah, this is serious. They don't play around. They don't rest because their master, Satan, don't rest. Well, to give you an idea of the continuity of this amazing conspiracy, because I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm a conspiracy researcher. And in 1782, for example, July 1782, there's a little known to the average American gathering of a Congress at Wilhelmsbad in July of 1782. Agreement was reached on December the 20th, 1781, to combine Illuminati and Freemasonry. Now, what happened there was the revealing of the protocols learned under the Zion, finished by Adam Weishaupt in May the 1st, 1776. So he wrote these protocols from 1772, when he was contracted by the Rothschilds. He finished it May the 1st, 1776. And they brought in, they, Illuminati, Jesuits, brought in our Declaration of Independence to make sure we rebelled against the monarchy to justify a war. You got that? Oh. 2 months later, May the 1st, 1776, May, June, July. And to make sure, April the 19th, April the 20th, 1775, was a false flag, resulted in massive death at Concord, Lexington. To make sure it stayed in effect. And then the following year, April 1775, May 1776, it was finished. And by July 1776, July, the Illuminati, through their agents, brought us the Declaration of Independence to give us something to fight for so we could be enslaved by 1782. To make a corporation. You see what happened? This is exactly what happened. Well, at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, you had honest Freemasons at the same time. And one such honest Freemason, the Comte de Varu, V-I-R-I-E-U, Comte, C-O-M-T-E, D-E by itself, and then the last name is V-I-R-I-E-U. He said in his own biography that he brought back, he said from the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, he said, and I quote from his diary, "Tragic secrets, I will not confide them to you, but I can only tell you that all of this is very much more serious than you think. The conspiracy which is being woven is so well thought out that it will be impossible for the monarchy and the church to escape it." Unquote. The Jews didn't control the money. It's made it look like they do. The Knights Templar, Irish, control the money. For the Knights of Malta. They didn't want you to know that. And this is how the Illuminati are going to take out the Freemasons, because they've always been controlled secretly behind closed doors. In 1798, an honest Freemason by the name of John Robison wrote Proofs of Conspiracy, which you can read, 1798. He passed a copy through Reverend Snyder to George Washington, who always didn't trust the Freemasons. He was one himself, but he didn't trust the Fabian Society, the ones that came over to corrupt our Freemasonry. Oh, yeah. And did a good job of it. Well, John Robison summed it up in The Goals of Illuminism, kind of prophetically. He said 200 years ago, he wrote, quote, "Their first and immediate aim is to get the possession of riches, power, and influence without industry, without working for it, in other words. And to accomplish this, listen, they want to abolish Christianity, and then universal profligacy will procure them the adherence of all the wicked, enable them to overturn all the civil governments of Europe, after which they will think of further conquest and extend their operations to the other quarters of the globe." And Nestor Webster, in early 1900s, a historian that I also trust, she said, and I quote, "It is by this terrible and formidable sect that the gigantic plan of world revolution has worked out under the leadership of the man whom Louis Blanc, he's a radical socialist who helped lead the 1848 French Revolution, was truly described as the profoundest conspirator that's ever existed, unquote. This is the reality of our history, and European history, and world history. Even world history is totally corrupted. But now they want to expose the Illuminati. The Illuminati wants to expose the Illuminati to set up their next dialectic. Because once they've, quote-unquote, arrested, detained, ran away the Illuminati, then you're apparently going to assume the good guys did it, right? Uh-uh. It never can be. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Only Jesus Christ, supernaturally, is going to take this down. By your prayers, by staying true to God, it extends it. The inevitable, as I said an hour ago, judgment is coming upon this world. If you think that this world, anybody in it, can sloop down their seat and hope that judgment will pass over them, got another thing coming. So these folks with the blood oaths that they've taken, that maybe be your next door neighbor, right up to the Grand Pontiff or whatever, in England, that don't matter where, don't matter. You better renounce that blood oath and get out of there. Take their bumps and bruises for mankind. A lot better than taking hell for eternity. Guess what's going to happen? It's said that the tenets of the Illuminati are summarized in the 1. Abolition of monarchies and all ordered governments. The abolition of private property and inheritances. Abolishing patriotism and nationalism worldwide. Abolishing family life and the institution of marriage and the establishment of communal education of children. And abolishing all religions. That's the big picture. Everything going on today that you read about in the news is based on this one agenda with all these different facets to it and tenets. Now, for some people, man, that's hard to take. It's like, oh, man, you got to chill. Hey, man, who's on the game today? Who's going to win this weekend? And they're right back. It's like, you know, what do you talk about now? Somebody got to warn people. So much easier if I just, this retirement days, just take a vacation every so often. Just go somewhere, you know, whenever I feel too tied in. And forget about everything. But family, I'm beginning to believe that ignorance is not bliss. Because they've got that covered. They know to keep people ignorant. And I got that in a quote too. I've done extensive research on this once I got started. 1944, Norman Mattoon Thomas. He was presidential candidate for United States in 1944, Socialist Party candidate. Died in 1968. But 19, he was a leading American socialist, pacifist, and 6-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party of America. He said, and I quote, one of his last speeches, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. In the speech, he went on to say, quote, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform." And they did. That's why we have NAACP and all these programs going on that the people don't know. They put the blacks in bondage, and now using their freedom against them, like they did the white folk in Revolutionary War. Ain't no different. Like they did the women. You can't smoke, you can't vote. They took it away from them. Now when the time was right to break up the families, Edward Bernays said, okay. He trained women. Trained them on how to march. Trained them on the speeches to make. Trained them on purpose. And the jingle wasn't fight for freedom. It was kind of like fight the right, light. Freedom to smoke. They took it away. Let's give it to them now. Light up for freedom. So the women, unsuspecting, said, yeah, you know, it's about time. So you got Martha and old Cletus is saying, Martha, where are you going? You shut your mouth, boy. I'm going out and march for freedom. You what? Yes, it's time. You see, that's what they did. So the women involved had no idea that they're being pawns in the game. Rosa Parks, she sat on a bus, but she's a member of the NAACP. Now, Democrat Party, you think, well, this gamble here must be a Republican. No, because you Republicans out there, you're almost as bad or worse. You know why? Because Republican Party, their assignment, working with the Democrat Party at the highest level, the Council of Foreign Relations, going back to 1921, in a two-party system, Republican Party, their assignment was to foment the wars to kill your fathers, sons, and daughters. So they foment the wars, fulfilling the Illuminati Masonic agenda. The Democrat Party focuses on the United States to set up the socialism, and they work together at the Council of Foreign Relations. Now you got it? That's how it really works. Oh, I got tons of evidence on that. Tons. So I'm not going to explicitly describe the implications this has on the graves at Arlington. It goes back to the Revolutionary War, to Iraq. I was a Marine for 12 years. I wouldn't believe a word of this if I hadn't seen it myself. And boy, when I found out about this, I was one ticked off Marine. Well, I should say former Marine. I wasn't a Marine when I found out about this. We all have been victims of this Luciferian agenda. All of us, on both sides of every war, made to fight each other. Well, we had enemies. There's no question about that. But here's the rub to it. The enemies were all made to fight each other. That's the problem. We definitely had enemies. There's no question about that. I liken it to a dogfight of pit bulls trained to kill. Those pit bulls don't hate each other. Man, don't even know each other. They never met each other in harmony.com for dogs. But you take them, throw them in the ring, they got to survive. They're trained to fight. There's my enemy. Why? I don't know. He's the enemy. Why? I don't know. He's trying to kill me. I won't kill him back. That's exactly what's happened since the day this country was born. Same thing for the German people. And the high up, the Illuminati, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, are behind it. They don't even know it. As a matter of fact, now to think about it, I got a quote for you. We brought 10,000 Nazis over in Operation Paperclip, 1945. We didn't win that war. We just brought Nazi Germany over here. Hit them out, Argentina and America. That's being confirmed. There's no doubt about that. Hermann Göring said, to support what I'm telling you, Hermann Göring said, and I quote, "Why, of course the people don't want war. Why should some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in that matter, Germany. That's understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy. It is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked. Denounce the peacemakers for lack of patriotism and expose the country to danger. It works the same in any country." Unquote. They have used this formula since 1492 until 2015. David Rockefeller said, and I quote, "We're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order." Unquote. This is the reality. Now, all that being said, they follow a strict formula, actually, and have. One-time shot. So every year, every month, they all get together in certain councils, committees, planning processes to see where they sit in this plan. I do want to remind you something, though. No matter what they do, it don't matter how much power they have or think they have. They will not succeed on the long term. It ain't going to happen. As I said an hour and a half ago, this is a testing period for us as human beings. Now, great nations rise and fall, but they're orchestrated. The people go from bondage to spiritual truth to great courage, courage to liberty. From liberty, they get to abundance. From abundance of whatever they didn't have, they got now, to being selfish. From selfishness or materialism, to being complacent. And then from complacency, they achieve apathy in the culture. From apathy, they become dependent again. And then dependence goes right back into a dictatorship. Yeah, this is orchestrated by the family rituals of Illuminati. Has a 250-year time span. They can accelerate it or decelerate it using Hegelian dialectic in instances, situations they create. Just like Rockefeller said, the major crisis, anytime they want to, for now. Tyler was an obscure Scotsman, said about 200 years ago, he made a profound observation I quote, "A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the majority discovers it can vote itself largest out of the public treasury. After that, the majority always vote for the candidate promising the most benefits. With the result, democracy collapses because of the loose fiscal policy ensuing, always to be followed by dictatorship, then a monarchy." Historian Elmer T. Peterson, talking about Tyler. So then when I read that, I said, that struck up a little bit of a note. Something else I read, which leads me to the next quote about our, didn't we fight for democracy every time when they call for fight for democracy as Marines? What are you fighting for? I'm fighting for democracy, for freedom. That was a coined word for Edward Bernays to get us to do that. Well, so the Germans, so the VC, all the rest of them, same thing. All the wars were set up by the Jesuits to make sure we fight and kill each other. Finally, these are facts, I'm telling you. These are not, I'm not a liberal, I'm not a conservative, I'm none of that. I don't care about none of them. I believe in the truth. That's it. Well, March the 4th, 1939. Now, putting it all together, behind closed doors. Now, hear what FDR said that was not supposed to ever have been leaked to the public. It was leaked. In about 10 years after the quote, by a member of this committee named Senator Lundeen. He's a member of one of the three committees who actually heard FDR say the following quote behind closed doors. He said, and I quote, "The real FDR, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine." This is 1939 now. "I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I'm putting my people," that's Illuminati, by the way, "ahead of all instruments." Instruments are the American people. We're considered instruments. "I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war and a war only. To hell with American people as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business. I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. And the last analysis, declare martial law. Confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and program," unquote. And even his cousin, one century before this speech, his ancestral cousin, Clinton Roosevelt. You remember I told you that the plan went from 1772 to 1952? Well, Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized that document that started in 1772. He plagiarized a large portion of it in 1841. And I got a copy of it. And that Clinton Roosevelt published and renamed it "The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws," unquote. And all it was a plagiarized version of the teachings of Professor Adam Weishaupt of Frankfurt University, 1772, the plan. He's a renegade Jesuit priest. It was used. It covered the period 1841 to 1945. All carefully planned out. There's your wars. Every single one of them. Now, if a Joint Chief of Staff were to really sit back and look at this, they'd find out they're nothing more than four-star pawns. That's all they are, nothing more. Being led around and placated, thinking they're powerful, and they're absolutely not. Not remotely. Now, it's really interesting that plans of Tyler and the way he laid it out, confirmed by FDR almost two centuries later. You put the country in bondage. When you're in bondage as a slave of any kind, you look for a way out. If you have a spiritual faith, it gives you courage. If you don't have one, you find one. If the culture that you want to break out of it, you control it, don't have a culture, a spiritual faith, you create a religion. You create a movement. Something to galvanize the ones in bondage, because you're going to lead them to these eight steps. So they got their spiritual faith, because the bondage led them to there, a common cause. And when they get spiritual faith, they start gaining courage. When you got courage, now the culture is ready to go for freedom. But you got it along with your own agents inserted into the group. You guide them. You control it. And when you get liberty, finally, whatever it is, Emancipation Proclamation, Civil Rights Movement, Declaration of Independence, Magna Carta, Bali Cum Tar, whatever it is, you find out what it is for that culture that needs it, and you give it to them. But you have your insiders controlling it. When they finally get their liberty, they think they're free, but they're not. Then they have an abundance of what they didn't have before. That's a sign that we're free, but they're not really. When you get everything you want, everything you've had that you didn't have before, you start getting selfish. You want more of it. And when you get selfish with it, it leads to the next final step, to apathy. I just don't care. So what? Now that's where we are. Lack of jobs. Oh, I got food stamps. I got retirement. I got HUD. I got whatever else. I don't know, whatever it is. You're dependent on the Social Security. Something. Unemployment. Something. Donations, whatever it is. And then you get dependency. Let's pay them to have kids. Give them unemployment, Social Security, all that stuff. Apathy to dependency. In 1946 was apathy to fear. Here comes the communist movement again. Here we go. And then dependency, if I'm dependent, it makes me susceptible to bondage. From fear to dependency. Dependency back to bondage. To a dictatorship. And you'll want it. Now, family, this is planned ahead of time. This is not a theory. It's been done. Now, this leads us to the race war again. They tried the white-on-white thing in Bundy Ranch. Didn't go so hot. Kind of fizzled. People out there, so-called patriots, were dumb enough, I hate to say it that way, but it was, to bite off on it and go against other Americans, white folk too, that were despotic government and border patrol and cops, evil, yeah. And the cops are looking, those are rebellious white folk. They got some kind of orchestrated nonsense going on in Bundy Ranch. Oh, my gosh. It's embarrassing. I don't join none of these groups. None of them. I know they're being orchestrated and planned. I'm tired of being jerked around. I don't play. But if you don't, you're considered a traitor. See what they got you? Oh, they got you, man. So now they're heading toward the race war again, and it's working. Now, whether they really kill choked out Brown or whatever, or Ferguson, that all that going on, and all of a sudden it's white cop kills black, they get the articles all worked out. Socialists are working overtime on this, man. They're hammering it out left and right. They got to bring the United States under dictatorship to go to the next level of a world government where we're going to be threatened worldwide by an extraterrestrial enemy. Family, that was planned specifically in 1897. John Dewey, humanist, 1917, helped plan this extraterrestrial. 1917! It's what NASA's all about. Family, this is so big, I can't even begin to tell you. But in the meantime, what other thing I've described in between to keep us all busy. So now we're back to the racial issue. But where are we now? See, that plans out. We're in an apathetic stage. Oh, so what? I'm going to watch TV. I'm going to play golf at, 18 holes at some place. I'll play solitaire on the computer. I got to work every day, get up, go home. I got to commute and out. Whatever it is, something. Keeping us busy. Fantasy football. I came back from the Congo in 2006 for good. I was a State Department project manager for intelligence projects in the Congo as my last gig. They're telling Tom. I said, what? It was an Irish pub I used to go to. He said, Tom, who are you for this weekend? I said, what are you talking about? He says, your game. I said, what game? Fantasy football. People would spend hours, man, at the bar on their computer. I said, what are you doing? That's my team. Your team. What do you mean your team? Oh, yeah, I picked that quarterback, that. I said, what's this? It's fantasy football. You pick your own team from different teams, whatever. I don't know how it works. So you got to be kidding me. So you do football in the season. Not anymore. Man, it's 365 days. After Super Bowl, they're looking for the next one. To keep us busy by design. Well, now it's the race issue coming back again. So they got to cause these wars, cause these situations, and they would sacrifice a child. Trayvon Martin, his father was a Freemason. We're talking Abraham and Isaac here. He moves up. He sacrifices his son. They're serious about this. They're not playing around. They take sacred geometry to a whole new level. It's no joke. So now they're really pushing this race issue. In Scandinavia and other places, it's Muslim and white. In America right now, it's black and white. Back again. Here we go. So now, the race war that's upcoming, that they're orchestrating, they pay these people to riot. It's not just a bunch of folks that's tired of this and tired of that, and we're going to, and they come up with all these jingles and these T-shirts, and the football players, NFL, come out raising their hands. That's a gesture. That's a socialist agenda. I can't breathe T-shirts. The silliest thing I've heard in my life. So they use sports stars, talk show hosts that are high level, to promote this socialist agenda. They come up with T-shirts, jingles. Like Victoria's Secret or something. I don't know. Next thing I guess they expect is have a I can't breathe perfume. Oh, for goodness sakes. To keep it in our face so we're at odds with each other. That's why a lot of your sports stars, black and white, are Freemasons. LeBron is a Freemason. That's why movie stars or in the Wicca. Satanist. Freemasonry. All the way back to Frank Sinatra. Audie Murphy. All the way back, man. All the way back to every single one of them. Abbott Costello. They're all Freemasons. River Rats. Rat Pack. River Rats. River Rats was a Masonic club. Masonic order for entertainers, dancers, and comedians in vaudeville called River Rats. That's why the Frank Sinatra crowd called themselves the Rat Pack, because they were Freemasons. Worked with the Mafia. Now that's the reality. Now, this race war that they got coming up, people are falling for it, hook, line, and sneaker. I don't see any way, you know, I feel like I want to stop it, you know, somehow talk to people that are being led astray on this thing. But family, they're paying them to be, you know, they recently, yesterday or today, in St. Louis, crashed into a police department with an eviction notice. That's almost silly. But this isn't a group of people getting together. This is a bunch of people being paid and trained to do this. It's not out of emotion. It's out of being paid. Now you got it? And they don't know this. They have no idea. The communist plan to conquer America to be by inciting anarchy by black racism is being orchestrated now as we speak. The Workers' Library of Publishers is an arm of the Communist Party, published a pamphlet in 1928, is a template for inciting racism. Kind of a labor strife among other torments in the American culture, which includes all of us. They've been very successful. They come up with the Negro problems. They create the problems, and they come up and may identify them to cause division. Everybody falls for it. The two major capitalist parties, the Republican Democrat Party, small brother, the Socialist Party, back in 1928, had an unwritten gentleman's agreement on the Negro question. According to the sacred gentleman's agreement, which no capitalist politician dared to violate in the presidential election of 1928, the campaign that no Negro question in the United States. There's no problem of social political equality, no question of discrimination against the Negro masses. Start dividing the culture, the country. Martin Luther King figured this out. He was attending these meetings. You have pictures of him sitting there in the socialist communist meetings. But he didn't like it. He didn't like where it was going. He had other ideas about getting people together. He pulled out of it. So people remember him when he first got into it, but they want to forget about the time he pulled away and started bringing people together, which got him murdered by the Pentagon, and the Jesuits murdered Martin Luther King, just like they did JFK, Bobby Kennedy, and Malcolm X. For different reasons for Malcolm X, but Malcolm X also went against the Illuminati. He came back from Saudi Arabia. They were using, back then in 1928, the candidates of the Communist Party are everywhere, putting up a courageous fight for the full social and political equality of the Negro race. Said Poole, the Lay Society, in with the Communist Party, to foment this division, even as far back as 1928. Now, to galvanize the white folk, they had the KKK. Later, you had the Aryan Nation under Christian identity. Yes, sir. Some of this goes all the way back to Morals and Dogma or Albert Pike. They always form a subversive group within the group. Islam, Muslim Brotherhood. White folk, KKK. Black folk, Black Panthers. Mexicans, Aztlan. Get our Mayan heritage back from America. Albanians, Bale Kumtar. Greater Albania. Family, it's not accidental. This is planned to control the people. Serbians, Greater Serbia. Everybody's got that trigger that the Illuminati sets up to galvanize and control. Every single generation. So part of their plan was the following. The abolition of the whole system of race discrimination for racial, political, and social equality for the Negro race. Yeah. They're all going to join. Why? Because we put them in bondage. 1611, for goodness sakes. In 1711, a century later, brought Willie Lynch in. Murder, rape, hangings, lynchings. Willie Lynch, Lynchburg, hello. Separation of the different cultures. Different colors. Make them different colors by interbreeding with the slaves. This was pre-planned. You take the most proudest one. You completely break him down, murdering in front of everybody in horrific, horrible ways in Mississippi, Alabama, and wherever else. And that way the Negro women will keep their children in line and the others won't be so proud. And then you weed out the weak ones to keep the strong ones. Hell, it went on for a century in America. Here in our country. And we fought for it in some stupid civil war that was set up by the Jesuits. Then we bought it, hook, line, and sinker, Bundy Ranch. Doing it again, too. You veterans out there, you're being jerked around again. Won't listen to a darn thing some of us says. We'll just go on ahead and do it. And watch what happens. You black extremists, white extremists, you fall right in line. Just what they want you to do. Just go on, keep on. And you watch what happens. It's happened every single period of history. It's going to happen again. There's a jingle about drugs that works here. Just say no. I saw this happen in Kosovo. Serbs against Albanians. In Kosovo alone. The beaches of Montenegro, the Albanians and Serbs were on the same beach, no problem. They go to Kosovo, they're killing each other. I was there 5 years and saw it happen. I was up close and personal, right in the middle of it. That's a long story, but I ain't going there. So, no, I'm not an armchair mechanic, quarterback on this one. I was in the middle of the whole thing. I lived in Jilan as a security manager. I lived in a Serbian complex. Kind of a broke-down high-rise, but it's surrounded by U.S. military because the Serbs that I lived among in that apartment complex had to be watched and guarded by American troops in Jilane. The Albanians wanted them dead. They lived in fear the whole time. Then before that, it was the Albanians in fear. And all this is orchestrated by the Jesuits. Controlled by the Illuminati. I read this quote before. I'll read it again. Abraham Lincoln, after the Civil War, said, and I quote, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to the popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and arms of Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us," unquote. Charles Chitney, 50 Years of the Church of Rome, 1885, on page 388. The Council of Foreign Relations took its place. So back to the race issue. Abolish the laws which result in segregation of Negroes. Abolish of all Jim Crow laws. The law shall forbid all discrimination against Negroes in selling or renting houses. Abolition of all laws which disenfranchises Negroes. Abolishing laws forbidding intermarriage of persons of different races. You notice on TV, you have on the commercials, only in the background you got chemtrails, but you have in the commercials today, black and white couples. And I don't care either way. I'm just telling you how they manipulate the public to bring us all together under one culture, DNA-wise. How they use TV to manipulate it. Again, I want to emphasize, I don't care myself. But I'm telling you the techniques that they're using. And I've got like, 12 parts of the carrots, I call them, the Communist Party laid out for the Negroes to galvanize them, to give them that courage, something to fight for. The women, it was lined up for freedom, cigarettes, smoking, and voting. They took it away, now let's give it to them. That way it took them out of the house. It gave them power over the husband. It broke up the families, which was always important. See how this works? They plan ahead, family. It always works this way. So, now, they're focusing nationwide on these riots based on, quote, "I can't breathe." Based on holding my hands up, and we're right back where we started from. They're pushing the envelope again. And the idea is to bring us to a dictatorship and then into a world government and then a threat against the world from an outside force will cause the world to come together. That's the ultimate end for the beginning of the New World Order. They've got a whole plan laid out that I have before me, and several I've identified, on how they set up this race war that's coming. It is not spontaneous. It is well planned, well thought out, and designed. And now put in order. Using the model of flash mobs, no longer nice and cute flash mobs, but now, just like I predicted some years ago, they'll be used as violence now because they practice enough of it. Now they're turning around the other way to cause the violence. And it's a happening. Now, we got, 5 minutes to go in the broadcast. And then, of course, tonight, Bible study. 8 to 9. And also remind you all that we're played at highpointradio.net. He plays my broadcast and Bible studies. John Kirkler, by the way. And he has sponsors up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he's doing really well now. He's really happy, and I appreciate y'all's support of him. I'm not sure exactly, you know, I don't. All he does for me is play my broadcasts and Bible studies randomly on his network, and I really appreciate that. But the news today, I'm going to cover this, I think, tomorrow in more detail. But these Jesus camps that they have of brainwashing kids into loving Jesus is brainwashing. I may play one tomorrow. I may already have. Then I found 28 signs that U.S. public schools are rapidly being turned into indoctrination centers and prison camps. My red light went on. CIA ran to control the grandchildren of the baby boomers for the year 2025. Woo-hoo, they do not want you to know that. Because the year 2025 is their scheduled externalization of the hierarchy to bring the fallen angels into this world by the year 2025. You're going to find the year 2025 AD major in their planning process. They're working on those children now. That's why they don't teach history. That's why they're going to the New Age movement. They're getting rid of the Bibles. All this is the plan for 2025. Hospital gunman shoots his wife out of love. Here comes euthanasia. Let's make it legal. 2-year-old boy shoots his mother in Idaho, Walmart. I'm still struggling with that one. This is 9mm. How's a 2-year-old reach in, pull out a 9mm, and shoots directly his mother's head and kills her? I don't know. And she just happened to be an advocate for gun control. I mean, an advocate for carrying weapons. She's an advocate for it. Something's not right about this. Something's not, in other words, I think it's more than just an accident. There's something odd about it. I'm not going to go on the line for this. I mean, it could have been just an accident, but there's something really odd about this whole thing. If this was a 380 Walther, I could almost see it maybe, if it's already cocked. But a 2-year-old reaches in a pocketbook or wherever she had it, pulls it out, and shoots her with a 9mm, she had to have that thing cocked back. Oh. She had to have a round in the chamber. There is no way possible a 2-year-old kid can rack the slide and rack a chamber in a round. No way. So she had to have a round in the chamber. He had to really use both hands and pull the trigger, a double action, or cock it. And pull it. So you know it's not cocked. So it is down. So you had to use all this power. And that thing jumps around. I've seen adults trained. They can't shoot straight with a 9mm. Using both hands. So something's just not right here. Oh yeah, you got an open letter from the black clergy. Call for racial justice, healing, and reconciliation. Boule Society on the black side, Freemason side on the white side, causing this to happen. Working together, by the way. And they're all falling for it. Protesters storm a St. Louis police headquarters with eviction notice. Lord of mercy. They have no idea what they're up to, what they're going on, being used as. Family, it's unbelievable, isn't it? You try to tell people this, they just, their minds just go, bzz, it's gone. They don't want to hear it. Sleep if they will. It's not going to stop it. But not doing it will be a step in the right place. But the real way is this country going back to God. But that's the last thing people want to do. They wait to the last minute. And it should be the first thing they do. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the actual answer, Joint Chief of Staff. There is no other answer. You have no other way. There is none. There are none. There won't be any. It's impossible. Only through God can you solve this. We haven't done it since 1776. Until now, we've never got our freedom, ever. It's never worked. Because of you, secret society members, or working against your own people. And you know it. That's a departure from the norm. Well, family, y'all have a good night. And know that they have lost this war already. It says that we have to go through this, heading toward the judgment, whenever it may be. But there is no way possible they can win. Because they lost at the cross of Calvary. The game is already over. Just remember that. But they're going to try to infuse fear into you. That you have no chance of success. That you must take the mark of the beast. You even have theologians like John MacArthur, a so-called theologian, not promoting the taking the mark of the beast, the digital tattoo. That you won't go to hell. That's what Satan said to Adam and Eve. That you wouldn't surely die if you took a bite of this, whatever it was. Go against God, you're not going to die. He's not going to kill you. Same thing John MacArthur is saying. Because they're all part of the Luciferian agenda, pretending to be Christian. Not even close. They're liars. Disgusting. But family, Jesus Christ already won. He's waiting for you. Because this thing's going to come down to a hammer shortly. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 to 6, hit the ground running with more. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. So y'all have a good night and New Year. Happy New Year and all that. And just keep looking up. Have a good night and God bless. This is your watchman, signing off.
I am with you every day to the end.